Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Well, cattle producers, we want to remind you as we come down to the end of the year, just two more sales planned for 2017 here at Superior Video Livestock Auction. Our next offering will be on the 30th of November, a regular video auction, and then also a Superior Select Replacement female sale live from Fort Worth, Texas. That'll be seen on Dish Network Satellite 232, as well as on SuperiorClickToBid.com. The final sale of 2017 from Superior Livestock will be December 14th. The first sale of the new year will be the Bell Ringer 2018 sale, January 10th and 11th. For more information on all these sales, as well as the regular country page countdown available on our website, you can call at the Fort Worth office at 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com for details as well. Remember, folks, at Superior Video Livestock, we bring the market to you.
The cattle futures market continued its slide down from the 1st of November with the January and March feeders down about $2 to $2.17. That put January at $149.55, March at $148.05. Live cattle were down as well, $1.50 or $1.20 to $1.75 here with December, $1.75 lower at $117.10. Boxed beef at midday today was down again, $1.68 lower on choice. $205.56. It was down $3 on Friday, so it just continues to slide there in the cash market. We also had a cattle on feed report Friday, which was thought to be a little bit negative. The on feed number was 106% of the previous year, while the estimate was 105.7, and that was 11.3 million head. Placements were 110%, where the average guess was 107.6. So 2.4% larger than the average guess, 2.32 million head, and marketed was 106 while the average guess was 105.4. That was considered a little bit bearish, but really not all that much, only 2% larger on the placements. Placements on cold storage, November 22nd will be the next USDA report. Probably won't get a whole lot of attention with the holiday on Thursday. And the technicians are noting that the market has moved below the 50-day moving average, and also these hedge funds are extremely long the cattle.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain markets today were generally weaker here for the wheats, 5 to 6 lower on a Kansas City and Chicago wheat. That put July Kansas City at 464, down 5.5. Soybeans were steady here, and corn was actually slightly higher, 1 to 1.5 cents higher here on the corn. Cotton futures today were one of the strong markets here, up $1.30 to $1.59. December settled at 71.37. Back above 70 cents in all the months. So these managed money positions are long here, plus the exports have been better than expected. And so we have some short covering here from the hedger, and that's pushing the market up as well. Also, here in Oklahoma, the crop's been pretty good, so the rally into the selling season is really good for us here in the cotton-growing areas. And the outside markets, the Dow Jones today is strong again, up 95 in the December Dow, 23,411. S&P's up 6.5, bonds down 3, crude oil's down about 30 cents, natural gas is down 5.5 cents. So crude oil's been on a slow grind higher here. It's a little bit lower today, but it's been rallying over the last couple of months. Gold and silver today are just a touch lower. Silver's down 50 cents and gold is down $21 an ounce.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.